Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Welcome back to the Short Score, everybody. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. March has been a super busy month with so much going on in the world of team roping and rodeo, though I know y'all know. Just this past weekend, we had the Lone Star Shootout in Abilene, which, good news, if you missed watching it live, you can still watch all the action at ropin.com. It was such a good ropin' to watch, so if I were you, once I get done listening to this episode, I would head on over to ropin.com and watch it right now. Rodeo Austin also wrapped up this weekend with the short round on Saturday, among so many other pro rodeos over the weekend, of course. Today, you guys are going to get to hear from the Lone Star champs, Dustin Egeskiza and Jake Long. Dustin and Jake went an insane 11.66 on three runs for the Lone Star Shootout win for $76,000. Then, just 24 hours later, both Dustin and Jake were in the Rodeo Austin short round with the regular season partners, of course, Clint Summers on the head side for Jake and Levi Lord on the heel side for Dustin. When it was all said and done, Dustin and Levi Lord took the win in Austin. On today's episode of The Short Score, like I said, y'all get to hear from Dustin and Jake. This interview comes immediately after the short round of the Lone Star Shootout, so you guys are definitely in for a treat.
Okay, so talk me through the rounds. Let's talk about that 3-9 in the first go.
Brad Culpepper told me a long time ago, before I ever went to my first George Strait, that if you can win the first round of the top 50 when you make it back, it makes it a lot easier. And that's been my philosophy ever since then. And I won the straight in 16, winning the first round, and then in 21 when I won the Lone Star Open, I won the first round with TG. But I've also messed up a few times trying to go too fast in the first round. And today, me and Jake, we went at them and we won the first round and just kind of got that feeling. It was really good to finish it out. I've also been in that spot and messed up a few times. So.
But not today?
Not today.
All right, talk me through those runs. Talk about the tempo that you guys had going on each run.
Well, I mean, obviously Dustin's phenomenal. Well, he's good in every setup, but especially this one. I think these are made for him. And I didn't think I did a really good job on the first one. I was kind of laughing with everybody. They told me good job, and I was like, yeah, it was all me. I took an extra swing. We were still 3-9. But, man, he got it on. All of them were really good, and they're really good heel. And, yeah, it just felt, I don't know, when it's your day, everything's rolling. And it's easy.
You're talking about Dustin's style. I mean, do you feel like this setup fit your style pretty well?
I'm pretty aggressive too. Yeah. I guess we're both a little aggressive. So it's really good when it comes together. It's just getting us to catch them, I guess, sometimes. But I've had success in these setups too. And like you said, if you can get ahead, I like being ahead of ropings. I feel like I do good if I can, you know, as a front runner in the ropings. And I think it just calms your nerves and it keeps you from having to try to play catch up. And when it's a three header, I mean, it's such a sprint that if you fall behind, it's just hard to catch up. And so, like he said, to me, that was the most crucial thing. I mean, you know, even if you don't win the first round, but just to be really in the meat of the roping, and, you know, we were fortunate enough to do that.
Dustin, you said you've been in this position and you've messed up in the past. What changed between then and now, and did you ever consider putting the safety on today?
I mean, the thought crosses my mind a lot, obviously, but the hard part,
obviously.
Well, I mean, you had to be 5-flat. Had to be 5-flat. One other time had to be 5-5, and you can lay off a little bit and just go make a different type of run. But when I start like that, it's hard for me to change mid roping, and I didn't want to change something, and I was going with what I started with, and if we caught, we were going to win it.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about your horsepower today.
That horse was amazing. I don't ride him very often because he's somehow gets hurt most of the time when I ride him, so I keep the runs limited as possible on that horse. And yep. I haven't been riding him at all, so he didn't feel as great as yesterday, but every time I ride that horse, I have a chance to win, and he never gets in my way or messes me up, and he's been a real blessing to my family.
Mm-hmm. And Jake, I always love to talk about your horse. How do you feel today?
Well, Roger's just been beyond a blessing for me. I've said it before, he's not as a blasphemous thing, but he's the closest to Colonel just feel wise that I've had. And he makes my job really easy. And I got him about 2 years ago from Casey Stipes, and me and him just clicked from the get-go. And he did awesome at the finals. And, you know, these setups like this, to have a horse back under me that I feel like if we need to just go catch, like, yes, you know, to qualify to back here, we just had to go catch one, and he allows me to do that. Or if I need to get around one and set it down good, he lets me do that too. So as a healer, I mean, as a header too, but as a healer, to know that your horse is going to stay under you and let you finish your throw and let you get a good dally, I mean, it's just huge, and he's been awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of fast setups, don't you have another fast rodeo to go back to after this?
We do. Yeah, we actually both made the short round at Austin. We're 1-2 callback, so yeah, it'll be fun. We'll get to duke it out against each other tomorrow night instead of with each other. So no, it'll be good. The rodeos have been awesome. We both had a great year so far, and be nice to keep that rolling tomorrow night. Wouldn't mind getting another win.
Yeah. Dustin, what about that? You guys are friends tonight, winning together back against each other tomorrow.
24 hours from now is a different story, Jake.
Yeah, screw you.
looking to put a little pressure on Jake tomorrow night.
What does this do, I mean, to set the rest of your year up?
Oh, it's amazing. This time of year to win this much money, it just kind of takes a relief off the rest of the summer, you know, can kind of feel comfortable on your funds. You know, you can go rodeo and maybe buy a horse or something. It's a lot of money. It's one of the top 5 wins of my life, so it's amazing.
Awesome. So, Jake, what are the plans for the trailer? How are you getting it home?
Kelly said she was going to haul it home for me, and then I'm going to try to pick it up, maybe drive it to Austin tomorrow night. So I kind of need a little runaround trailer like that, so that would be pretty neat. I'll get some use out of it.
Are you going to roll in with yours, too?
No. I think my wife is going to pick mine up tomorrow night. And I had 2 trailers, and I let my niece take the Lone Star, or the George Strait trailer. So, and Mariah started roping now, so now we got her a runaround trailer.
Heck yeah.
So much easier to win them and not buy them.
Yeah,
yeah, no kidding.
Uh-huh. Any changes, anything besides the new location this year? What was the different feel in here?
I personally like it here. I think, I mean, as far as for the spectators, I mean, it's just so much more comfortable. I mean, it's climate controlled, and this is one of my favorite places to come to. Honestly, we don't get to come here that often, but every time I come here, I do enjoy it. It was awesome at the Lone Star Arena too, but I think with the new arenas around Stephenville, to me the spectating part of it's not set up quite as well. So I think it was pretty neat that it was here. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you guys both.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks.